Anthony Cummings is joining us now. He's got a couple of runners today, or particularly Sky Boy. Morning to you, Anthony.
Morning.
It's been a while, mate. How you been?
No, how are you? Still alive, isn't it?
That's it.
It'd be nice to get these colours over the line here today, Anthony. Chinnam's colours.
Yeah, it's had a few days. I've been in KL, laid into rest. Dada Tan, and it was nice to sort of catch up with the family and all the rest of it, but very sad circumstances.
This horse of Sky Boy, he's relatively lightly raced, but he seems to be on his way now.
He certainly is. Last run obviously was very good, and still with quite a bit of upside in him. He'd only just sort of caught up to the work to be ready for the 1550 last time. And I suppose if there's a chink, the step to 2,000, I mean, the programs have sent us this way. But he's done the work and worked very well. And, he'll be there in his worthy favourite, I'd say.
He's got nice gate speed. This doesn't look to be a high-pressure race. You'd expect him. Would you worry if he was even in front here?
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much. I think, as I prefer to see him recover, but, I mean, so long as he's, in a nice rhythm and just move along within himself, I'm sort of not too fast where he is. As you say, he's got a good gate speed and, he's going to put himself in the first half of the field somewhere. Mm. And then it's just a function of what the others do as to where exactly he does settle.
A soft six today, are you comfortable with that with him?
Yeah, not an issue. If anything, it probably suits him a little bit, but the sting out. But I think that's a nice weather here. It looks a pretty nice morning here this morning. I'd be imagining that the track will improve through the day.
Okay. You get a couple of runners at Kembla, Terry Winkler, Netanya and Bella. Any hopes amongst those three?
Yeah, I think so. Tulika was probably a bit unlucky not to run a place at Warwick Farm last start. And then he gets to his right trip and, he's forward enough. I mean, he carries not a lot of condition and he's gotten a mile and a half quickly, but I think that suits him. And the other two first starters, and they're both really nice horses, shown us quite a lot here at home. Had a bit of a topsy-turvy sort of 10 days, 2 weeks with the weather and, trials cooled off and changed and what have you. So they haven't had the perfect preps to go into a first-up run, but nevertheless, talented horses and both run well.
Okay. All right, well, a lot of sediment will be with those colours today, that's for sure.
Yes, certainly.
He was a special man around your father back in their time with good horses. They had a constant list of them through the years, didn't they?
Yeah, a constant list of horses and one-liners. I mean, they're trying to one-up each other all the way through. It's pretty funny. The Melbourne Cup nights and different things, different celebrations over, a space of nearly 50 years. He was always around and a great supporter of our family.
Even though he had plenty of money, he still liked to beat the bookies. He still liked to back a winner.
Well, he went out a winner. He had a winner in Singapore, I think, through the week. And certainly Sky Boy was his last runner, a winner here. And he backed them both. And I think the check's in the mail, I said.
I'm sure it is.
He always used to sing at those nights too, didn't he, when he won a good race?
He did. Danny Boy used to always get a run. And a couple of others. So he got into Danny Boy and he agreed all the way through. But a few of the others, I think he was only the first first. But and perhaps just as well sometimes. Depending on the age stage, but anyway, it was some very funny times had.
I reckon one of those cup nights I was there filming it or something for Sky or Channel 9. It's going back a while now, but he was into Danny Boy and Bart was looking at him saying, "Oh, please, Dardo, can you be quiet?"
Yeah.
I don't think he would have said. He would have just told him to shut up, I think.
Yeah, probably. I was trying to be nice, Dardo. No, great memories. Let's hope it does win today for the colours. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
Okay, thank you.